Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie.
I want to talk about beauty now because I didn't know this, but there is a procedure that's become very popular with men since the pandemic.
Oh.
And this is when they watch superheroes like Henry Cavill or George Clooney or Robert Pattinson on our screens. It's that chiseled jaw. Now, to get that chiseled jaw look, you have to have your jaw broken.
You're kidding me.
This is a procedure that has actually spiked so much since the pandemic, because people are at home watching these movies going, I want to look like Robert Pattinson.
Who's George Clooney as far as superheroes go?
He was Batman. He did one Batman.
Oh, God, you're going back into the archives of...
Mate, this is sad to hear that someone would actually do this. I hate the idea, but tell me as much information as you've got or not.
One surgeon calls it the GI jaw surgery.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it will cost you around about $30,000, and they break the jaw, and it just gives you that chiseled look.
Do you want that?
So it makes your both jaws either side protrude, and I don't know.
Tell me
so
what you
wide,
think.
Wide in the jaw. I mean, I guess you'd rather...
A guy with a chiseled jaw, though, to me, has a level of intensity about him.
Well, it depends how chiselled the jaw is.
Like what that photo is that Fitzy's hanging out, which is like your classic supermodel guy jaw look.
Yeah, but that looks aggressive to me.
That's what I mean.
It looks a bit like...
Well, do you know what that... I was told by someone once as a guy in photos to clench down on your teeth and that gives you that look photos.
Jaw forward. You quite often do.
Relax your jaw. Don't do that. Relax your jaw.
No,
just
you're grinding
normal.
Your teeth.
Look normal.
That's creepy normal.
Is that normal?
Does it protrude anymore when you clench down and does it stick out even more?
Clench.
No.
Don't do it with your lips.
That's
you look
really
weird.
That's
so
really
smile.
Weird. No, that's not. You look like the Joker.
Oh.
Because when you smile, you do the tongue between the teeth, I've noticed.
No, I don't purposely do that.
It's
do you know
of,
what
it's
it
very
is?
Sexy, though.
Tom and I have a funny little thing that we do. We laugh to each other when we have a photo. So we go...
Yeah, I can't smile without
And my
laugh.
Tongue sticks out when I'm laughing. I'm like...
But it's not now.
See, this is... can I talk about this? Because there was a great special on 60 Minutes the other night on beauty, right? And there were two women on there. One was Justine Bateman. She's the sister of Jason Bateman.
Oh, yeah.
And she was on Family Ties. She's 57 years of age.
I saw this. I did watch this.
I love this so much.
She's blonde, is she?
And
no,
you know what?
Brunette.
I thought about this so much after watching it because you know what? And you know what? For me, when you get a dining table or something like that, there's always going to be moments where you take a chip out of it or someone's going to stain it or something like that. And a lot of people go, oh, my God, you've ruined my table. For me, that tells a story. So that,
oh, my God, you're so deep, Fitzy.
No, it tells a story. It's like a cricket bat. I've still got my Gray Nichols Elite 500 and my boys look at it and they play backyard cricket with it and I go, boys, come over here. See this cherry mark right here?
Yeah.
I made 99 that day.
Wow.
That was on fire. Pool shot.
And they go...
And there's a story behind it. Justine Bateman talks about it on 60 Minutes. Have a listen to this.
I like feeling that I am a different person now than I was when I was 20.
You've lived.
And I like looking in the mirror and seeing that evidence.
Can I jump in? Because you know what? You can chip the table and all of that, but we all like our table as good as it can possibly be. So she was very attractive on Family Ties, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
She married.
And she's gorgeous now.
She's changed a lot.
Is it about being gorgeous?
No, it's not about being gorgeous, but you can take what she was as a younger woman and take what she is now, and it's fair to say... Somewhere along the path, she's had some dark times.
This says a lot about
She's
you.
Had a rough time.
No, she's lived.
No,
How
no, this
long
is more than
was
lived.
She on that show?
Oh, 1985.
She's 57 years of age now.
She's not meant to look the way she did when
no, of course
she was
she's
25.
Not, but she could have looked after the table, and I don't think she has.
This is where you're
she
an
has.
Absolute shocker.
Oh, and you my and
I,
God.
Because I love the wrinkles around my eyes. Because you know what? It tells the story of my last 20 years. And the last 12 years of me putting up with you.
Oh, the ball bags.
All the laughs.
And I love that.
All the laughs.
That's who I am. I want to be, when I'm older, I want to be that guy down the pub having a beer who's got wrinkles all over his face.
You want to be a canvas of the life you've lived.
God, look at that. sorry, Pete. He's had a real cracking life.
Tough life.
He's had a real crack. There was another model on there. She was one of the biggest models in the world. And this is, so we're talking 80s, 90s here. Kate, I don't know
what's
if you know.
Name?
Paulina Porizkova?
Yes, massive. She was the number one supermodel in the 80s.
She's 57 years of age as well. And this is what she had to say about beauty.
What I like about my face now at 57 is that it's kind of, it's like a really good novel of the history of my life. Like, it's all written into my face.
But you could, you be honest though.
Stop. Whipper, please stop.
There was a difference between her and the girl from Family Ties.
No, what? She had wrinkles. Paulina had wrinkles.
It's not about the wrinkles. It's about how you've kept yourself. And I'm sorry.
Do you know how a pig you sound like right now?
That lady we just heard from then, she looked fantastic.
But it's not it. But your fantastic is different to other people's fantastic. Also, it's because of people like you that the mums in the car driving the kids to school right now are worried that they haven't got money for a facelift.
The second girl, she'd chipped every corner of the table.
See,
that had fallen down the stairs.
Who's the vain one in this team that's on hair medication trying to hold on?
What?
See, this is, you're only, and what are you now? 48, 49, Webb? What are you now?
63.
So you, imagine what you're going to be like when you're 60.
Yeah.
You'll be getting GI Jaws, you'll be getting everything.
I mean, there's a fine line, isn't
it? Do you meet people and think,
What's that mean?
What I'm saying?
I
don't even need to use words. Do you say,
he's judging me.
I'm
not saying fix yourself up to you.
You may have thought, I thought Kate was having a break to, refresh and, renew.
You've got makeup on.
Geez, what? I know. I fixed myself up for you this morning.
You've had your coffee. You're sparkling.
Do you know what?
I'm not saying you couldn't.
Couldn't make more of an effort.
No, I'm not saying that.
Wear a skirt or something.
Well, traditionally.
Do you want me to break your jaw right now? Because I'm prepared to do it.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie. Nova.